Blog Talk Radio.
They took your fan from you and left you there grieving. Put bands on you with no time for bereavement. Ran scams on you, took away your achievements. But your baby still stand for you, though they lock us down in the precinct. Shot us down, 8 shots in the back, still hanging from the trees. That was just recent. They pillaged our land, left you there bleeding. Murdered your baby and left you there screaming. Divided your substance and gave it to the heathen. Said that we unfair, but they continue cheating. Said that we faithless, but they not believing. I am Zion, but they still deceiving. I gotta prove, but they don't need a reason. But y'all strength, there's no competing. Zion is restored, the holy season. Sadiq sacrifices, the time of feasting. Yahakol, loose thy chains, it's time for releasing. Loose thy chains, it's time for releasing. Calling that they can't breathe, they slain by the wicked police. Yet your garments Zion, they beautiful. Clothe yourselves in peace and just dust the dirt off your shoulders. Live in truth and get bolder and bolder. Live in justice and get bolder and bolder. Live in judgment and get bolder and bolder. Yah's gonna deliver us soon. Babylon is over. I'm headed to the holy city, the holy city. The city of David, the holy city. Har Zion, the holy city. Yerushalayim is the holy city. I'm headed to the holy city, the holy city. I'm headed to the holy city, the holy city.
Yeah.
There was nobody.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by the house of Yah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty Yah for the day, for the week, and another opportunity that the Almighty has brought us to another night, to another day, that we might bring to you the word of Yah, another program of nothing but the truth. So I give all praise, honor, glory to the mighty Yah by saying hallelujah once again.
Yeah.
Who is this Yah? That we glorify and praise and call upon and talk about every single day. Well, this Yah is our King. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. And not only he is the Savior and King and lawgiver of Israel, but also the world. Again, my name is Moray Ishaya Israel, of the house of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing you another program of nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. But Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. This evening, today, we will be discussing the third of the seven everlasting covenants of Yah. Of course, we talked about the first everlasting covenant. We discussed the second everlasting covenant, and today we will discuss the third everlasting covenant of Yah. But we'll do a quick review just so that you can see when you lift up that we're telling you the truth. Pray. Well, the first covenant, first of the everlasting covenant, first of the seven everlasting covenants. We know it was the covenant of Noah, because the covenant that Yahweh made with Noah, he made with all flesh. So he just made this way. Thank you. and make thy name great, and thou shalt be blessed. And I will bless them that bless thee, curse him that curses thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Yes, this is the first family. In his first family, God will make a covenant with called circumcision. And what did it represent? Well, it represented his word. How do I know that? Because the Almighty told Abram to circumcise everyone in his house. And he said, not only to circumcise everybody in his house that was born in his house and that was bought with his money, he also said, circumcise them on the eighth day. And what do you think the eighth represents? Well, it represents the word of Yah. Well, merely, the eighth is really just this one. But you're going to start learning these various orders. So the order of one is 1, 8, 15, 22, 29, and so forth and so on. Once you get to 1, after you go to 7, it's going to go right back to 1. Because you only have 7 different orders. And you're going to learn this over and over and over again. All through the word of God. So all the hate is the greatest word. The Almighty said on the first day, he said, let there be light. And there was light. And he saw that the light was good. And he separated this light from the darkness. The light is all day. And the darkness he called night. And Abraham represents the light. And why? And how do I know that? Because Abraham was the very first man in the scriptures where the word of Yah came unto him saying, the very first man. Abraham was the first man in the scriptures called a prophet. No wonder the word of Yah came unto him saying. Abraham was the first man, according to the scriptures, that Yahweh will go to him in a vision and a dream. Abraham was the first man that he was told to even pray for another man. So we can see why this first covenant was made with him. Because it is the same, which is his family. Look what the Creator said about this family concerning his word. But if you don't know circumcision, not only the Almighty said, I will give you a land, which was 10 pieces of property. And you read this in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. But also the Almighty told him and promised him and said to him, I will be your Elohim. Hey, why do you think the Almighty said in the first commandment, thou shalt have no other Elohim but me? Look what the Creator let us know in the book of Psalm 147. I just want to show you this so you can understand what the first covenant is all about. The word covenant is when God cut an agreement with you. And God cut an agreement. With his family. Him and his descendants after him. The only descendants after him. Isaac, Jacob, and the 12 tribes of Israel. Nobody else are interested in circumcision. Nobody talks about circumcision because it has no relevance to them As a matter of fact, you got more people talking against circumcision than you have people talking for circumcision. Just let you know that's how peculiar of a treasure we are. In the book of Psalms 147, this is what it says. In verse 19 and 20, and watch what it says. He showed his word unto Yaakov, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He has no depth over the nation, and for the judgment, they have not known them. Hallelujah. So why do you praise Yah for such a thing that nobody else knew but one family on the earth? One nation on the earth, one people on the earth that he has dealt with and he showed his word unto. So you praise him because you praise Yah for everything. For everything. Furthermore, look what the Creator let us know in the book of Amos. Turn that. Just recapping on the first covenant, which is circumcision. What is it? It's this agreement that God cut with Abraham, and Isaac, and Jacob, and the 12 tribes of Israel inherited by law. In the book of Amos, the third chapter, and this first covenant said everything about, was all about the Creator giving us his word. In the book of Amos, the third chapter, the first verse, it is word that Yah has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family, which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, only have I known of all the families of the earth. Why do you think Abraham was taken from his family, from his kindred, from his nativity? You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. And it makes sense to me, since we are above all the nations on the earth, and we are the only people that he sent his word to. Since we got all his goodness, and we got all his glory, and we got his high and exalted word, it only makes sense that we are the ones who punish if we don't need it. That makes total sense to me. But it don't make sense to me is that if we don't keep his word, that somebody else got to pay the price for it. Now, what kind of sense is that? Here it is, he gave us his word, exalted us above all the families on the face of the earth, and then he would send somebody to pay the price for us not keeping it. That makes no sense at all. And the last thing on the first covenant is the Creator let us know without a shadow of a doubt that Abraham, if you want to follow anybody, to follow after the rock from which you are. All those that want to follow after righteousness, all those that seek him, yeah. And if you're seeking God, if you are seeking righteousness, if you're seeking righteousness, you look into that rock. And the great thing that the Almighty loved about Abraham is because he obeyed his voice. And he kept his laws, his commandments, and his statutes. That's what the Almighty said. But look what ushered in this law in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, 21st. Watch what it says. Just want you to see this. We're going to moves to the second covenant. Then the book of Isaiah 8. This is what it says. In the 20th verse. To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Well, why? Because don't you think the light carried when it came into existence? When God spoke it, when he said, let there be light. And what do you think this covenant did, this first covenant that he made with the first family, the family that's above all the families on the earth? What do you think Yahweh gave them that they might be above everybody on the planet? Well, his word. That's what he did. And that word contained was within the confines of his life. Just last thing, real quick. Isaiah 49. So it makes sense when it says this in the 5th and 6th verse. And now says God that formed me from the womb to be a servant, to bring Yahweh against to him. For Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of Yahweh, and my Elohim shall be my strength. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Yahweh, and to restore, to preserve them, Israel, that's a light thing. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the heathen of the earth. Who do you think the light of the world is? That's Israel. And why do you think we are the light of the world? Because of his law. And what is his law? Well, that's his word. And his word is that on a day we were commanded to circumcise all our sons, which is his word. The second covenant, the simple first covenant, waters his word. What do you think the second covenant is? All through the scriptures, the Almighty let Israel know. Shema Yisrael, all over the scriptures. Shema Yisrael. It simply means, hear, O Israel. And why? Because we're the only people the Almighty spoke to from that. Watch what the Creator said. And what did he say? He spoke his 10 commandments. And watch this. Get right to the point in the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, starting at the 7th verse, and watch what it says. For what nation is there so great who has Elohim so nigh to thee as Jah? Our Elohim is in all things that we call upon him for. And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous? As all this law which I said before you that said, only to heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligent, lest thou forget the things which thy eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach thee, my son and my son's son, especially which people don't teach, especially the days that thou sittest before God. That Elohim in the whole race. When God said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my word, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. And he came near and stood on the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire in the midst of heaven, with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And God spake unto you, out of the midst of the fire. You heard the word the voice. You listen to this. We heard the voice of the word, but saw no similar to. Only we heard the voice. We declared unto you a covenant which he commanded you to perform in commandments. And he wrote them upon two tables of stone. So we see here the difference between the first covenant and the second covenant. The first covenant, through circumcision, Yahweh just gave us his word. He showed us his word. He was a good blend of words. His words began once we became a nation of people. We went into Egypt 70 souls. But once we became a nation of people, instead of just some tribes, we became a nation. We bought a house. And then he spoke to us from heaven. And I know it seems like a light thing, but I'm going to show you that it's not. Watch what the Spirit says in this same chapter, starting at the 32nd verse. And this is what it says. Why? Now are the days that are past, which were before thee, since the day that Elohim created man upon earth, and has from the one side of heaven unto the other, whether there have been any such thing as this great thing is, or have been heard like it. Did ever people hear the voice of Elohim speaking out of the midst of the fire, as thou hast heard and lived? Or have Elohim persuaded and to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation by temptation, by signs, by wonders, by war, by my hand, by stretched out arm, by great terror? According to all that God Elohim did for you in Egypt before your eyes, unto thee it will show that thou might know that God, he is only. There is none else beside him. Out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee, and upon earth he showed this great fire, that, and thou heardest his words out of the midst of the fire. And because he loved our Father, therefore he chose us to be after thee, and brought thee out in sight with the mighty power, with his mighty power out of Egypt. As we can see, what the second covenant is all about. First covenant, he wanted you to see and showed you and gave you his word to let you know nobody else was given this great thing. Then, the second covenant, which is the 10th commandment, he spoke his word to you. And I may add, he didn't just speak it to you. He wrote down with his own finger, even commandments. To hear this word, now we get into, let me just show you one more scripture about hearing this word. So you can see I'm telling you the truth. In the book of Deuteronomy 6, a lot of people read this and say this every Shabbat, but do they know what it means? I'm not sure this is in the fourth verse. Hear, O Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. Now I am here. Is one Yah. Shema Yisrael, Yah and Hino Yah Ekad. Why? Because we want you to hear him. And I can assure you, he hears you. He hears all your murmuring. He hears all your complaints. He hears all your slanders. Yes, he hears all the lies, all the deceit, all the false hope of false learning. He hears. But the question is, do you hear him? Now let's get to the third topic. Because a lot of people have this third of the seven everlasting covenants kind of confused. But like I've been telling you, the Almighty said, according to Isaiah 42, and I'm going to read that again for you. So you can see in the book of Isaiah 42, that's a sermon. And this is what it says in Isaiah 42. First, I want to read the first verse. Watch what it says. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my Lord, in whom my soul delighteth, after my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. And this is good that God loves so much. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall be not break. And a smoking flax shall be not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. And I thought, we're going to tell you what is the truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he has the judgment in the earth, and all shall wait for his life. And let me tell you what these things are going to do. The big things they're going to do. And I'm going to give light to the main thing in your reason in the 16th verse. And I will bring a blind by way that they knew not. I will lead them a path that they have not. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. And that's what Yah is doing now. He's trying to make the crooked things fit straight right before your eyes. Which brings us to the third of the seven everlasting covenants, which is the covenant of the Sabbath, or the covenant of the Sabbath. Now, a lot of people have this confused because the fourth commandment is the Sabbath day. But there's a difference between the fourth commandment and the covenant of the Sabbath. And you want to hear it first. For the first time, they're different. Because surely, if the Sabbath is the fourth commandment, and it is, then why wouldn't the covenant of the Sabbath be the fourth covenant? Well, because there's a slight difference between the covenant of the Sabbath and the fourth commandment that speaks about the Sabbath. And let me show you that difference. And then you're going to understand what you have been doing. But what is the third commandment? The third commandment is, thou shalt not take the name of Yah, thy Elohim, in vain. For Yah will not hold him guiltless that take his name in vain. And I'm going to show you that's exactly what the children of Israel have been doing. And I'm going to show you that that commandment is the fitting for the covenant of the Sabbath. First, let me show you the difference, though, so you can understand what I'm talking about. This is what the fourth commandment says in the book of Exodus 20. And I think everybody can understand the fourth commandment, because I don't think that's where the confusion is. But the confusion is with God's covenant. And watch what it says. In the book of Exodus 20 and 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of God that only you. In it, thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy child, nor the stranger that is within thy gate. For in 6 days shall be heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, God bless the Sabbath day and holy. So when we read the fourth commandment, it seems to be crystal clear that the main thing God wanted us to do is to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Work 6 days, do all my work and all my labor in 6 days, and rest on the Sabbath day. And not only us, but our sons and daughters, manservants, maidservants, child, and the stranger that is within our gate. And this is consistent with the word of God. Watch what the Creator said about this fourth commandment in the book of Exodus, the 23rd chapter. Because God is not the author of confusion. This confusion is coming from other people, other things. Oh, yes, God is the one who made confusion, that is true. But you're confused because of your own heart and own mind, and because the Almighty said, thou should not take the name of Yahweh's name. So now we're not going to give us that take his name in vain. And watch what it says in the book of Exodus 23. And we're going to read the 12 verses. 6 days thou shalt do thy work, and on the seventh day thou shalt rest, that thy ox and thy ass may rest, and the son of thy handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Furthermore, in the book of Exodus, the 34th chapter. And let's see what this says concerning the fourth commandment. And you notice it's all about resting. Work the 6 days, rest the 7 days. And watch what it says. Exodus 34, verse 21. 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest, in hearing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. And even when the Almighty first introduced the Sabbath to all our people, and this is what our people read and try to justify many of their actions that they're doing today, and I'm here to tell you, all you're doing is taking the name of God in vain. But today, you are learning the covenant of the Sabbath. And watch what it says in the book of Exodus 16. And we're going to start reading at the 22nd verse. And it came to pass that on the 6th day they got twice as much bread, two over for one man. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses, and he said unto them, This is that which y'all have seen. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Shabbat unto y'all. Bake that which ye shall bake today, see that ye will see, and that which remain an overlay up for you to be kept until the morning. And they laid it up till the morning, as Moshe bade, and it did not sin. Neither was there any worm therein. And Moshe said, eat that today, for today is the Sabbath of God. Today ye shall not find it in the field. 6 days ye shall gather, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day toward the God, and they found none. And God said unto Moshe, how long refuse you to keep my commandments and my law? See, for God has given you the Sabbath. Therefore, he gives you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place, let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day. And today, many of our people want to use this same scripture to justify staying home, staying in their house, not coming out. And you can justify it because it is the fourth commandment. But let me show you the covenant of the Sabbath. And why this is the covenant, because you're going to see something different. Because a lot of our people, they might, and I'm just saying might, keeping the commandment, the fourth commandment, but they are not keeping the covenant of the Sabbath. And Almighty says this about his covenant. Let me just read this real quick right before I show you this. You read this in the book. The reason why I'm going to wait to show you this, but I need to go ahead and show you now, just so you can understand that I'm telling you the truth. Because I know you've never heard it. You watch what it says in the book of Psalms, the 25th Psalm. In the book of Psalm 25, and this is what it says in the 14th verse, the secret of Yah is with thee, that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. I know I can tell somebody who fear the Most High, because the Almighty is going to show them the secret of his covenant. And a lot of our people don't know our covenant. They don't know the order. They don't know what they are. And they show them what they need. And this is what we bring to you now. Something that the vast majority of our people just don't know. They don't know there's a difference between the commandment of the Sabbath and the covenant of the Sabbath. Well, first, let me share this with you, too. What is the order of the covenant of the Sabbath? We know the order of the Sabbath day. That's the order of four. That's why it's the fourth commandment. But the covenant is the order of three. Now, how do I know that? And what do the order of three mean? What that means is, when the Almighty made me, he sun, moon, and star. And he put them in heaven to sign, season, days, and years. That's what happened 3 days later. 3 days later, it was decided. It was decided. Which means the very first Sabbath was on the third day of the first month. Now, I know for many of y'all, that's irrelevant. But the Almighty says that everything has a season and a time to have a purpose under heaven. So if you know the time, you will know the purpose. And there is no purpose without no time. And now we want the death to be on the third for a reason. And I'm about to show you why. That's why the third commandment says, thou shalt not take the name of Yahweh Elohim in vain. But Yahweh will not hold him guiltless who take his name in vain. And let me show you how you take the name of Yah in vain, even all the way until this day. Watch this. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, and there are many people taking this name in vain. I'm going to speak and learn that. Watch what I'll show you. Deuteronomy 18 and 15. It says, Yahweh Elohim will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brother, like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken, according to all that thou desirest of Yahweh Elohim in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of Yahweh Elohim. Neither let me see the great fire anymore that I die not. And God said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brothers, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth. And he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken to my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet, which shall be known to speak the word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of the deity, even our father shall die. And if thou say in our heart, how shall we know the word which Yah has not spoken? When a prophet speaking in the name of Yah, if the thing fall not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which Yah has not spoken, but the prophet has spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him. And we have a lot of people speaking in the name of Yah. But did Yah send these people to you to speak in his name? Now, you can't speak in the name of Yah and then have to speak it in the name of Yah. You're telling the people that you're telling them the truth in the name of God, and then they go and ask you, well, are you a prophet? And you can't just say yes. Or you start stumbling and bumbling, or you start being afraid, because you ask the mass majority of our people, do you know any modern day prophets? You're going to probably get two answers. One is no. And the other answer is a bunch of stumbling over their words. And the truth is, who do you think Yahweh sent to speak his word? You think Yahweh's speaking to everybody else? No, that stopped a long time ago when the Almighty, when our people asked Yahweh to have somebody else to speak his words to them. At least they died. So God said, well, you've spoken well. Now I'm going to give you somebody that will speak my words in my name. And then this person comes to speak Yahweh's words in his name, and you won't listen. And why? Because you're not afraid of him. Why? Because you can marginalize and minimize him, even though he's speaking in the name of Yah. And then many of the people that are speaking in the name of Yah, they're so afraid, they won't stand up and say they're prophet. Because if they do, then we're going to challenge to see if they tell the truth. Why do you think Yahweh said in the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of Yahweh on him a vain? But Yahweh not hold him guiltless that take his name in vain, because he was going to send somebody to speak in his name. I'm going to prove to you that I'm telling you the truth. Because let me ask you this. The scripture says, wisdom is the principal thing. But with all thy getting, get understanding. When do you think Yahweh's messenger will speak in Yahweh's name? And this is where you're going to see the difference between the commandment and the covenant of the Sabbath. And all Yahweh's messengers, they all, including the Sabbath day, they all was the order of three. Not only the first Sabbath was 3 days after the sun, moon, and stars, but Levi was born third to his father and mother. And why? Because he was the messenger of God. Moses was hidden 3 months when he was born. Why? Because he was a messenger of God. Abraham had to divide 3 rams and 3 she-goats and 3 bullocks. Why? For a 3-year-old bull, 3-year-old ram, 3-year-old she-goat. Why 3 years old? Because he was a messenger of God. Why was Jonah in the belly of a whale 3 days and 3 nights? Because he was a messenger of Yah. Why was Yosef interpreting dreams about 3 vines and 3 baskets on a man's head? He was a messenger of Yah. And why did he have to interpret Pharaoh's dream, whose birthday was on the third day? Because he was a messenger of Yah. And why did Yahweh come down on Mount Sinai and speak his word to his people on the third day? Because Yahweh said, we are a kingdom of priests. And what is a priest? A messenger of Yah. Therefore, since we are messenger of Yah, look what he said about the Sabbath. And since the Sabbath came 3 days after the first sun, moon, and stars, on the Sabbath day, which was the third day of the very first month, the third day of the very first season, the third day of the first month of the first year, watch what it says in the book of Exodus 31. Then we're going to start showing you the difference and how you have taken the name of Yah in vain. And watch what he says about this covenant. And Yah spake unto Exodus 31 and 40. And Yah spake unto Moshe, saying, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation, that ye may know that I am Yah that do sanctify you. Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people, that they may work done. But in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to Yah. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. And watch what God says in 16 verse. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generation for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days, Yah made heaven and earth. And on the seventh day, he rested and was refreshed. And what did you see that I see? Well, not that only. Not only we were to keep the Sabbath, he said we were to observe the Sabbath. And how can you observe the Sabbath? We know how to keep the Sabbath, but how do you observe the Sabbath? And let me show you how to observe the Sabbath, the very thing people don't want to do. And watch this. In the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. This is why Yah said he's taking the same thing. Because this is something that you refuse to do. And I'm going to prove it to you. And watch what it says. And the third verse, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest. And watch what Yah said right after that. A holy convocation, ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yah in all your dwellings. And yes, it is true that Yah would want you to rest on the Sabbath day. But when Yah made a covenant with our people to sanctify them, and that the Sabbath will be a sign between him and his people, he wanted them to observe the Sabbath. And to observe it, you must proclaim it a holy convocation. And I'm going to prove to you that I'm telling you the truth. The Sabbath is not just a day of rest. Yes, that is the fourth command. But the covenant of the Sabbath is that it is a holy convocation. Watch this in the book of 2 Kings, the fourth chapter. And this is what it says. 2 Kings, the fourth chapter. This is about the Shunammite woman whose son had died. And this is what she said to her husband in the 22nd verse. And she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of Elohim. And who's the man of Elohim? Well, the man that helps you is Yah's servant. Well, who is Yah's servant? Well, Yah's servant is his prophet. Well, who is Yah's prophet? Well, Yah's prophet gives his message. Well, who is Yah's message? Well, Yah's message is the one that Yah was seeing to speak in his name. And watch him see. And she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of Elohim and come to you. And he said, wherefore was I going to him today? It is neither month nor time. And she said, it shall be well. And why did he say it's not new month or new time? Well, what do you think you do on a new month in the Sabbath? You go to the man of Elohim. He don't come to you. You go to him. And this is what our people don't want to do. Who do you think Yahweh say he was seeing to speak in his name? His name. And where do you think he's going to speak in God's name? So what do you have to do? Well, you have to go to him. Why do you think Yahweh said 6 days you shall live and do not work? But on the Sabbath day, ye shall have a holy convocation, a holy meeting, a holy gathering, because he wanted you to gather to the man of Elohim that will speak in his name. And here it is. Some of y'all refuse to do it. Even though the commandment said, or the law said, for the covenant says, you shall proclaim it to be a holy convocation. See, a lot of people, there is no convocation, meeting, gathering that they can go to. But even if they can't go to one, they still have to proclaim it to be a holy convocation. Watch what this says. This shows me that I'm telling you the truth. Even Moses himself in the book of Exodus 24. In the book of Exodus 24, and watch what this says. And I'm going to start reading after 12 verse. And God said unto Moshe, come up to me into the mountain and be there. And I will give thee tables of stone, and a law, and commandments, which I have written, that thou mayest teach them. And Moshe rose up, and his minister Joshua, and Moses went up into the mount of Elohim, and he said unto the elders, tarry ye here for us, until we come again unto you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man has any matter to do, let him come to me. And Moses went up into the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain, and the glory of Yah abode upon the Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day, he called unto Moshe out of the midst of the cloud, and the sight of the glory of Yah was like the bonfire on the top of the mountain, in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moshe went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount. And Moses went into the mount 40 days and 40 nights. And when did he do it? Long the 7 day. And what is the 7 day? Well, the 7 day is the Saturday. And what did he go in the mount for on the Saturday? To get the word of Yah. And why? Because Yah made a covenant with his people that it might be a sign unto them. And he sanctified them. And what do you think he sanctified them for? That they might have holy convocation. The Saturday is the day we go receive the words of Yah from the man of Elohim. Why do you think God told you to proclaim it as a holy convocation? Furthermore, so you can see that I'm telling you the truth. Watch what it says in the book of Ecclesiastes, the fifth chapter. Yes, one, the fourth commandment is for you to rest from all of the labor. But the covenant of the Sabbath is for you to meet with the man of Elohim so you can hear the word of God. If you don't want to do it, and you know what God said, thou should not take the name of God, that Elohim of Abraham. For Yah would not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. And who do you think is speaking in the name of Yah to bring you his words? But that's the name of Elohim. And you take his name in vain because you are refusing to hear his words. Even though your forefathers ask that Yah send you a man of Elohim to speak his words. Watch what it says in the book of Ecclesiastes, the fifth chapter. The very first verse. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of Elohim. But what do you think you're going there for? And be more ready to here than to give a sacrifice of food. For they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with our mouth, and let not our heart be hasty to utter things before Elohim. For Elohim is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. And we know this not just on any day, because God already told you to work 6 days, go out to work in 6 days, and all your labor in 6 days. But on the Sabbath day, you shall have a holy convocation. This is the covenant. Yes, this commandment, you rest on the Sabbath day. But his covenant, he's calling you out. And let me show you again. What I'm telling you is the truth. In the book of Numbers, the 10th chapter. Watch your picture. Number C. Speaking about the first covenant is the covenant of the Sabbath. Watch what it says in the book of Numbers, the 10th chapter. Just so you can understand what this chapter is about, the first 2 verses says this. And God said unto Moshe, saying, make thee 2 trumpets of silver of a whole piece, shall thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journey of the saints. And just to expedite this, go down to the 7th verse. But when the congregation is to be gathered together, let me say, well, that's on the Sabbath day. But when the congregation is to be gathered together, ye shall blow, but ye shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron, the priest, shall blow with the trumpet. And who are they? Well, according to the scriptures, they are the messengers of God. And they shall be to you for an ordinance, ever throughout your generation. And watch the 10th verse. Also, in the day of the gladness, and in the solemn days, and in the beginning of the month, ye shall blow with the trumpets over the offerings, and over the sacrifice of peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your Elohim. I am Yahweh. So we hear two silver trumpets even call you out to assemble yourselves unto the messengers of Yah. And what was they to teach you on the Sabbath day, in which today you are taking the name of Yah in vain? And let me show you in the book of Leviticus, the 10th chapter. Show you what they were to teach you on the Sabbath day. Starting at the 8th verse. May not speak unto Aaron, saying, do not drink wine, nor strong drink. Thou nor thy sons with thee, when he goeth to the tabernacle of the congregation, lest she die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generation, and that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, between unclean and clean, and that ye may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which Yah has spoken unto them by the hand of Moses. And when do you think that's supposed to happen? On the Sabbath day. Why? Because that's the only day where Yahweh says, ye shall proclaim it to be a holy convocation. And people think they keep in the covenant of the Sabbath, staying home, sleeping in bed all day, not washing up, not taking a shower bath, not getting dressed up, and you're supposed to be out learning about the Most High. Anybody can stay home all day. They do that on their day off all the time. But who can get dressed up, set up, cleaned up, circumcised their heart to go beat their maker and hear his word? What greater thing can you do? But no. We will rather say the name of God in heaven. Show you this. One begins in the book of Amos, the 3rd chapter. And what are we discussing? We're discussing talking about the 3rd covenant, which is the Sabbath. And what is the 3rd covenant? The 3rd covenant is when God called the people out that they might hear his words from his messenger called a prophet. And I'm going to add, y'all got different messengers. We got a messenger that's a king. He's got a messenger that's a priest. He has a messenger that's an angel. And he has a messenger that's called a prophet. And this one that's called a prophet, in the scriptures, they will also call him a man of Elohim. And when did you go to this man of Elohim? When you went to him in the month as well as the Sabbath. Look what it says in the book of Amos, the 3rd chapter. And watch what it says in the 7th verse. Surely Yah Elohim was nothing, but he revealed his secret unto his servant, the prophet. How do you not think we know the secrets of God? How do you think we know how to teach you and what to teach you the things that we're teaching you and approve the things that we're proving? Unless it was from not himself. And when do you go to hear the word of God? You know what I'm saying? Why do you think he said, thou shalt not take his name in vain? Because he was going to set up somebody who would speak his word. Now imagine the vast majority of Israelites around the country, they don't even know a modern day prophet, which means they don't even know the word of Yah. How could you know the word of Yah and you don't know his messenger? No wonder there's so much rebelliousness that the Almighty will have to come and send a servant to make the crooked things straight. Because nobody recognized his words. And you know you don't recognize his words because you don't even know his messenger. Let me show you. This is exactly what the Almighty wants you to do on the Sabbath day, is to go to the man of Elohim and to proclaim a holy convocation. And as I said before, even if there's no meeting place that you can go to, because you say there, the word of Yah is not there, you still have to proclaim a holy convocation on the Sabbath. Let it not be in your heart or in your mind that is okay to keep the covenant of the Sabbath at home. Let not rest in you. Because Yah has called his people out. Why do you think we made two separate trumpets? To call them out. Why do you think we told them, keep your foot when you go to the house of Elohim and be more worthy to give than to give a sacrifice of a fool? Because he called them out. But you might ask yourself, no way. What are you doing there teaching every day now? What's that all about? When we're supposed to go to the man of Elohim, we're supposed to go on the Saturday to hear the word of God. We're trying to teach everything. What is that all about? Now let me show you that so you can understand. I'm still telling you the truth. In the book of Jeremiah the 7th chapter, so you can see it. In the book of Jeremiah, the 7th chapter, and I'm going to start reading that 25th verse. And this is what it says. Since the day that your father came forth out of the land of Egypt, until this day, I have even sent to you all my servants the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they hearken not unto me, nor incline their ear, but harden their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Therefore thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken to thee. Thou shalt also call unto them, but they will not answer thee. But thou shalt say unto them, is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of Yah, their own need, nor receive it correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. In other words, this is what Yah thinks. Every day I'm sending a prophet to you to speak my word. Every day, as we're doing today. But on the Saturday, I'm not going to send them to you. I want you to go to me. All the other days, I send them to you. But on the Saturday, I want to see how committed, how disciplined, and how well you're going to keep my law. So on the Saturday, I'm going to proclaim a holy convocation, and you go to the man of Elohim. And all the other days, I'll send him to you. And that's why I'm coming to you now. And watch this. Jeremiah 11 chapter. In the 6th verse. Then God said unto me, proclaim all these words in the cities of Jehovah, and in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, hear ye the words of this covenant, and do them. For I earnestly protested unto your father in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, even until this day, rising early and protesting, saying, obey my voice. Yet they obey not, nor incline their ear, but woe every one in the imagination of their evil heart. Therefore, I will bring upon them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, but they did them not. As I said before, all the other days, Yah sent a prophet to the people. But on the month and on the Sabbath, he wants them to go to the land of Elohim. He wants them to go to the messenger of God. He wants them to go to his priest and his prophet. And all his food, all his prophet, all his messenger, all have the sign that represents good. Let me continue telling you the truth. In the book of Jeremiah 25. This is the difference between the covenant of the Sabbath and the fourth commandment. They both all deal with the Sabbath. But one, yes, we want you to rest. Covenant. He wants you to go and come out to the land of Elohim. Jeremiah 25. Watch it as it is. The third and fourth verse. From the 13th year of your cycle, the son of Amon, king of Judah, even unto this day, that is the 23rd year. The word of God has come unto me, and I have spoken unto you, I know, speaking, but ye have not hearkened. And Yah has sent unto you all of his servants, of God, rising up, sending them, but ye have not hearkened, nor inclined your ear to hear. They say, turn again now everyone from his evil way and from the evil of the doing, and dwell in the land that Yah has given unto you and to your fathers forever and ever. And go not after the other deities to serve you and to worship you, and provoke me not to anger with the work of your hand, and I will do you no hurt. Yet you have hearkened unto me, said Yah, that ye might provoke me to anger with the work of your hands on earth. That's the first way you will know a true prophet of Yah. He's always attempting to return you back to the Most High, the one only you, the one Father, with the one Lord, whose name is one. and he's the one king with one way. He wants you to have one heart who set up one shepherd, one prince, one king. You only have one nation of people. Meet your maker. Jeremiah, the 35th chapter. Amen. In the book of Jeremiah 35, this is what it says, in 12 verses. And he came and word of God to Jeremiah, saying, thus says Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, tell the men of Jerusalem and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will ye not receive instruction to hearken to my word, says Yahweh? The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his son not to drink wine or perform works. For unto this day they drink none, but obey their father's command. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you, rise and arise, speak to you, but ye hearken not unto me. I have sent also unto you all my servants the prophets, wise and sending them, saying, return ye now every man from his evil way, amend your doings, and go not after the business to serve thee. And ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your father, but ye have not inclined your ear. Noah hearkened unto me, because the son of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, had performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them, but this people have not hearkened unto me. Therefore, thus says Yah Elohim of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, all the evil that I have pronounced against them. Because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard. I have called unto them, but they have not answered. And I'm pleading with you, my beautiful brothers and sisters. Please answer the call of God. For God's call to you is that you proclaim a holy convocation every Sabbath. Even if you don't have a meeting place to go to, still proclaim a holy convocation. For this is the covenant of the Sabbath. This is the third covenant. And remember, thou shalt not take the name of God that only in vain. For Yah will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. And tomorrow, we will be discussing the fourth covenant. The form of the seventh everlasting covenant of Yah, the time and its purpose. And I can assure you, it's not what some of the other teachers are teaching. Because we heard what they were teaching. But as I stated before, Yah said he will make crooked things straight. And I also may add, we're going to have one of our other beautiful Moraes stand before you tomorrow and teach the fourth everlasting covenant that Yah made with Israel. And this is my way, my talent, this right here. So you're in for a treat. And Tom, Kevin, Dave 30, and then Tavia, y'all love me, and so do I. Shalom.
There was nobody before him, and there was nobody after him. Can I get an amen? Amen. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah. Let everybody know that. Know that.
Light shine.